This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Thousands of Israelis gathered again outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem on Saturday to demand the Prime Minister's resignation as he is on trial for corruption charges. The government's mishaps in handling the coronavirus crisis after relative success in its early stages have fueled the demonstrations, which have been going on for more than 3 months. Netanyahu has vowed to remain in office despite being charged last year with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in the 3 long-running corruption investigations. He has rejected the allegations as a witch hunt and has lashed out at the judiciary, law enforcement, and the media. India's coronavirus cases crossed 4 million Saturday, leading the world in new infections and deepening misery in the country, where surges have crippled the underfunded healthcare system. The country's delayed response to the virus forced the